Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, June 3rd, 2018 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. The most recent draft of the PDF for the texts for these shows uploaded this morning is number 1086. Sisters and brothers, what's up for us in this moment is enough. We're tired of class being the prerequisite of what the system calls thought. Tired of class being the given. We want to ask and address the big questions, questions disallowed by it, the system, by definition. Why is love being suppressed? We know we come with it. When Paul says in Galatians 5 that separating to the truth, the fruit of the Spirit, will bring you love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, and that against such there is no law. When he, with the honesty of all prophets of love, forewarns us, you will be made to suffer. His finger is pointing at the state, false power, the global statesmen, those who have the means and the will, and obviously the motive, to persecute we who see the state as the inhibitor of our growth. The Plato's tribesmen with hubris carefully sown and harvested, packaged and brought across the millennia, that they believe they can supplant the infinite, the all of it, God, as that to which we are forever in debt for our gifts. We're not told this in Bible study, that Jesus and Paul warn us that when we declare that love alone is our ruler, the state will persecute us, or that we are of one blood, many nations, or that we cannot become grown up unless we challenge the state. So when we follow love as our ruler to the Mediterranean to help ameliorate suffering, people fleeing hunger and callously created need are drowning in the sea. And we know what to do. An impetus we all vibe with as love and wanting to help our neighbors are feelings we're born with. It's the state that arrests them. Quote, five volunteers for European aid groups who worked in Greece at the height of the migrant crisis were cleared of charges of illegally bringing migrants into the country by a Greek court on the Aegean island of Lesbos on Monday, unquote. They were not allowed to leave the country and return to their homes in Denmark and Spain. Mr. Aldin said he was now eager to return home after nearly 2 years in Greece. Quoting Mr. Aldin, I lost everything, but I did not lose my humanity. And that's from the article, Migrant Rescuers Cleared in Greece, by Nikki Kitsantonis, from the May 8, 2018 New York Times. I noticed in today's paper, which was the May 29, 2018 New York Times, a story about a man from Mali who were this 2 years earlier, and he in need of it, could himself have been rescued by one of the Spanish firefighters, Manuel Blanco, Jose Enrique Rodriguez, and Julio Latorre, who answered the call of his conscience. Quote from that article, the man identified as Mamoudou Gassama, 22, a migrant from Mali, journeyed through Burkina Faso, Niger, and Libya before making the dangerous Mediterranean Sea crossing to Italy and arriving in France in September without documentation, unquote. Mr. Gassama is now being celebrated as the Spider-Man of the 18th arrondissement of Paris for saving the life of a four-year-old hanging from a balcony. France's president, proclaiming him an exception, says he can now stay legally. But, quoting Mr. Macron, an exceptional act does not make a policy, unquote. He reminded anyone who might misunderstand him. The article is titled Spider-Man, Migrant in Paris, Scales a Building to Save a Child by Aurelien Breeden and Alan Cowell. It's not just that the state gets in the way of our being, love, our purpose here on earth. It is as Paul says, the state is the opposite of love. It competes for the title supreme, insists on forcing us to give it our allegiance in opposition to our conscience, our source-given independent thought process. That which seeks supremacy, aggrandizement, and glory in this material, physical world is opposed to the rule of love. Quoting Paul, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." By the flesh he means material, concrete preoccupations, ambitions of the physical world, money, success, power, glory. "For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another." That's from Galatians 5. Love is what we come with, but it's been made impossible to express as the basic premise of our lives, such that we cannot do the things that we would. Nothing is more important than stopping what else we're doing in order to restore that ruler to our lives, which means we must think authentically, ask, hearkening, why we put up with less than this, than love. That is, we must ask the big questions, listen, and then follow our consciences.